Blog Talk Radio.
There's a possibility for, sorry about that, you guys. I'm so sorry, my people. But like I was saying, this vaccine is not ready for the general public. That's just my personal opinion. Now, am I speaking for everyone? No, I'm not. I'm just collecting that as I go. My job is to be a messenger. So I've created this platform to be able to come to you guys and give the information that I have received. And like I was saying about Dr. Fauci, how is it possible that you stated that this vaccine would be ready in mid-summer of 2021, but yet it's ready in December, and yet you want us to trust that? Make you wonder, huh? I said, I read a news article, and on that news article, it stated that monetary reward for accepting the vaccination is a possibility. That right there pulled up all the red flags in the world. Jump, 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 jump. Red flag, red flag, red flag. If you guys really understand what I'm saying. How the freak am I supposed to trust you? You're not asking me to trust you with information. You're asking me to trust you because of monetary value. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Now, let's connect the dots, people. Come on now. Let's put it together. So now, I'm paying attention because, see, we are going through a pandemic right now. It's a lot of people. And when I say a lot of people, it's a lot of people that are displaced right now. It's a lot of people that don't have a job, don't know where they're going to get their next bite of food. They're standing in the giveaway lines. You know, they're waiting for unemployment. And all types of different things so they can just manage and live. And then you're going to tell the people, you're going to give the suggestion that, hey, while they're going through a crisis and they really need money, hey, let's offer them money to take the vaccine and see if that works. Are you freaking kidding me? How can you do that? Really, listen, how can you do that? You catch the people when they're down. Not down by choice. They're down to this due to the COVID-19 pandemic. They are down. I'm a business, and I know what it's like. They dictated. It was like a dictatorship. They dictated when my business can open and when my business could close. for those that have storefronts and different things like that and offices where you have to conduct business, they've closed that down. They've dictated when you can open and when you can't. And now that you don't have and you're barely making ends meet, they want to tell you, hey, I got an idea. You want to know how to get some money? Take that COVID-19 vaccine. Are you freaking kidding me? I think that's real jacked up. That's real jacked up. So what are we going to do? My people, talk to me. Let me know. Like, subscribe, give me some comments in the comment section. Let me know what we should do. Really, should we trust them? They are willing to give money for you to take the vaccine. Are you willing to accept that money for that vaccine? Doesn't it make your mind wonder a little bit what's really going on with the vaccine? Now, please, please don't get me wrong. This could be one of the best things for us. This could be. This can be the answer to everything. My thing is, I just feel like things are just moving just a tad bit too fast, and it makes me want to look back and just look and see everyone that have accepted it and just wait and gather my own data to make my own decision and conclusion on whether I want to take that vaccine. I just say, hey, us as the people, we need to think. So, like I was saying, they are willing to offer this money. Wow, this money for us to take the vaccine. And they really expect for us to accept that. They think that that's okay. And I'm just like, wow, really? But if you guys have any comments on this, please let me know. If you guys have anything to say, you can also join on Blog Talk Radio at area code 566-666-9611. My bad. Area code 516-666-9511. You guys can join me in this conversation. I would love to hear from you guys and hear what you guys say. Maybe I'm wrong. Is there any type of medical professionals out there that can give me some insight on this vaccine? If you guys are out there and have some information that I don't have that you feel that the people should know, please don't hesitate to give us a call and let us know how you feel. Like I said, you can call us at area code 516-666-9511. Press the 1 button and you will be live with me on air. So I am going to take need time to really just like think about this. This is really crazy, you know, when you really put everything together and you pay attention to what's really going on. You know, I'm going to really go deep into this conversation as time go on. I want you guys to really just like free your minds right now. Like I said, having an open mind is the best way to do that. So I'm going to go into a commercial break right now. I'm going to play me some music. You guys can look at the blank scenery, and I shall be back.
It's like the morning time, don't want to wake up, I just want to stay in bed. But if I'm next to you, I'm looking forward to just laying in this bed. Ooh, that never gets old, promise you'll never let go. I don't want no one else, so we should be chilling back. Ain't nothing wrong with that. So tell me that, tell me that, tell me on the best diet. I'll be feeling like yes, I am. I am. You know on the best diet. Yeah, ooh, did not take me as I am. Tell me on the best diet. Feeling like yes, I am, I am. You know I'm the best, I am. You be a fool to not take me as I am. You're like the sweetest thing I know, like my favorite lonely song, and I need you really bad. Don't take me granted, you'll be regretting it. Oh, I should be a lad. Oh, yeah. Oh, that never gets old. Promise you'll never let go. Grass ain't green nowhere else. So we should be chilling back. Ain't nothing wrong with that. So tell me that.
I had to have something uplifting after giving that little bit of information. So moving on back to what we were discussing. We were discussing whether or not the vaccine is safe, yay or nay. Like I said, I'm not a medical professional. I can't give medical advice. I'm only speaking from my own opinion on what I feel and just based on the information that I collected. So moving forward, let's go ahead and start connecting some of these dots. So, like I told everyone, they are already offering us to take the vaccine. And when they're offering us to take this vaccine, they are offering us monetary rewards, isn't something. And so as we move on, I want you guys to really think about it. Who's the head of this vaccine? Now, let's connect the dots. Let's connect the dots. Who is the head of the vaccine? Can you guys tell me that? Woman in the forefront. Oh, yes, they did. They put a black woman in the forefront. I want you guys to ask yourself why. Why is this black woman the head of the forefront? I know just listening to the news media and just gathering information as time was going on, this black woman was never at the forefront of this vaccine. I didn't see her. Now, mind you, a lot of African Americans are turning away from this vaccine. And yet now we see a black woman at the forefront of this vaccine. I want you to be with me. Follow me, you guys. I'm going somewhere with this. Follow me. So we have a woman that is in the forefront of this vaccine, and she just so happens to be black. So now we move on. to the first administration of this vaccine. You with me? You following me, you guys? Are you with me? So, like I said, let's take it to the first person to accept this vaccine and the person administering this vaccine. Let's go, because it was publicized all over the news. I'm going somewhere with this, you guys. This was publicized all over the news. Yes, it was an African-American woman, you guys. It was an African-American doctor, and it was an African-American nurse. And they publicized it all over the news. Subliminal message, subliminal message. Do you guys get it? Keep following me, though. You know. So, after publicizing this woman and this doctor all over the news, black, you guys, publicizing that everywhere, because see, they're sending you guys a message, and I don't know if you guys are getting it, but they're sending you guys a message. So now it's publicized everywhere. Lady has gotten a vaccine. It's safe. It's safe. See, black people, it's okay. You can take it. What do you guys think about that? Like I said, you guys can call in. I'd really love to hear from you guys. I would really love to hear from you guys. Area code 516. 666-9511, press 1 to directly connect to me so we can talk about it. Like I said, maybe it's something going on that you know that I don't know, and I would love to hear from you. Like I said, this is really crazy. This is really, really crazy. Why did they choose a black woman? All people. All people, why did they choose this woman to be right there? Right there. First one on the line to accept that vaccine and wanted the whole world to see. Why was that woman? Ask yourself, really, was it her skin color? Come on, ask yourself. With that, so that way she can get through to the minds of people that look like her. Pay attention, you guys. Now, remember, I told you before we went to break. All of a sudden, there's a black woman at the forefront of this vaccine. This whole time, where the heck she come from? I ain't never seen her before. But she's at the forefront now when it comes to administering the vaccine. First person to receive the vaccine and the person that administered the vaccine were black. What message are they sending out? Ask yourself. What message are they sending out? Maybe I'm wrong. So I need everybody who is out there may disagree with me or have some information that I don't know, call in. That's what podcasting is for. That's what live podcasting is for. So you guys can call in and give me some information. Maybe we can exchange dialogue and we can understand each other. Once again, you guys can hear me streaming. You guys can stream me live. www.blogtalkradio.com/blacktopia live. So today we are talking about yay or nay on this vaccine and what's really going on. Have you guys, I surf through social media sometimes, and have you guys seen that meme where you see the lady and she's looking? She's looking like she got her hands up and she's standing and she's looking, trying to see what's going to happen with the COVID-19 vaccine. That's me. I'm trying to see what's going on with the vaccine. I can't afford to take something that's going to have me jacked up. And then the sneaky way that it's being done. And the way that it's being portrayed makes me question the vaccine all in all. You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember, the pandemic of influenza. I can't say I remember, but I have studied and I've done my research about influenza in 1928, you know, the influenza pandemic. And I do, you know, I noticed it and I seen it and I've done some research on it and everything like that. And I understand, you know, at that time in history, things were not available technology-wise like it is today. But let's go with the flu shot. When the flu shot was first, when the flu shot first hit the scene, the flu shot was not publicized and marketed in a way that they are marketing the COVID-19 vaccine. Yes, I know it's a pandemic and everything like that, but you have to take people into consideration. And when I say take the people into consideration, you have to understand that there's different groups of people with different mindsets, different beliefs, then you have to take that into consideration. And putting Black people in the forefront, thinking about offering monetary reward, all these different things, it makes you question what's really going on. Now, I'm not saying there's nothing, I'm not saying it's something wrong. I'm just saying it makes me question. Because see, like I said, when the flu vaccine came out and everybody was, oh, the flu shot. You know, I don't remember it being polarized the way that it's being today. Maybe I'm wrong. You're out there and you're listening and you would like to be heard. I would really like to hear from you. Please give me a call, area code 516-666-9511. This is my first time going live with you guys. I've never done this before. It's pretty cool. It was really bothering me. I literally just just jumped up. You know what? As much as I'm going through right now, because you guys know, I was drafted into the Breast Cancer Boxing Federation. I didn't have a choice. I was just drafted into it. And I was fighting a fight that I did not sign up for. Still in the midst of fighting the fight, but I am the victorious one. Sometimes I'm a little tired, and sometimes I do have like really bad side effects to some of the things that I'm doing to keep myself healthy and to stay cured. But I couldn't let this go. I just couldn't sleep. As you guys can see, no hair. I didn't have makeup, no nothing. I just came to you guys raw and uncut only because I could not sleep. It was like really bothering me. It was like, okay, I hope people are really paying attention to what's really going on. And then I was like, okay, well, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they can give me some insight on what's going on. So I created this here and decided to go live with you guys. So please excuse the way that I'm looking today. This is about information. This is not about look. You'll see me looking good on Facebook. But like I was saying, we have to really pay attention to what's really going on in regards to this vaccine. I'm not for sure if you guys seen the African-American doctor who was diagnosed with COVID-19. And this doctor was stating that she was in pain. Yes, doctor was saying that she was in pain. And when she asked for medication to soothe her, they denied her and let her know they didn't want her to become addicted to medication. This is a doctor, you guys. This is a doctor that they're saying that to. And so I want you guys to really think, if she's a doctor, why would they deny her medication? Understand what I'm saying? Dr. Susan Moore dies of COVID-19 after complaining of racism at an Indiana hospital. Let's go there, you guys. If you guys want to know where I'm getting this article from, I am getting this article from the New York Times. article dated December 23rd, 2020. Headline, Black doctor dies of COVID-19 after complaining of racist treatment. He said, quote, he made me feel like a drug addict, Dr. Susan Moore said, accusing a white doctor of displaying her complaints of pain and suggesting she should be discharged. I'm going with this, you guys. I know you're like, okay, where are you going? Where am I going with this? It says, lying in a hospital bed with an oxygen tube hugging her nostrils, the Black patient gazed into her smartphone and with a strained voice complained of an experience all too common among Black people in America. Susan Moore, the patient, said the white doctor at the hospital in suburban Indianapolis, where she was being treated for COVID-19, had downplayed her complaints of pain. He told her that he felt uncomfortable giving her more narcotics, she said, and suggested that she would be discharged. That was a Black doctor. That was a Black doctor. Where am I going with this, people? Where am I going with this? Now, mind you, the same doctors that are denying us this treatment are the same doctors that's really going to be the ones administering this vaccine. Is it trustworthy? Is it trustworthy? Ask yourself that, really. Is it trustworthy? Like I said, I'm going to show you guys. I'm not playing with you. I'm not playing with you. I want you guys to see this. Look at this. I don't know if you guys can see it real good. Let me see. Block some of the lighting so you guys can see. Let me turn it down or something so you guys can see. Because I really want you guys to really get a glimpse of what I'm seeing. Maybe if I dim lights and go back. Can you guys see it now? This is what I see. See that? Trying to make sure I get a good angle. Get a good angle so you guys can see that really good. I want you guys to really see that. See that? Moving on. Now, I want you guys to know that this was a doctor in the medical field, and she was denied treatment as if it was nobody. But we got those two doctors. We got the nurse and the doctor that administered the first injection. Remember, you guys, what I said, that administered the first injection. And then we have a lady that's in the forefront that's Black, African-American, that they're saying created this wonderful COVID vaccine. Where am I going with it, people? Where am I going with it? So I want to ask you guys before we go to break. Because that's what we're getting ready to do. We also we always have to pay bills, keep this show live, and keep it going. So before we go to break, I have a question for you. Have you guys heard of the African-American nurse that took the COVID-19 vaccination and has now been diagnosed with Bell palsy? Think about it. And I'll be right back. I'm going to play us something uplifting. Because that's exactly what we need. We need something uplifting because this is not, and I repeat, this is not a happy subject, but this is something that we need to talk about. So I'm going to give us something nice and sweet, and I'm going to play it now. Let's go.
Try to blow your mind. Can't you see? You
All right, all right. We are back, my people. We are back. I wanted to go ahead and continue this conversation. As I told you guys prior to us going on break that I was going to share, we were going to talk about the black nurse that got Bell palsy from the COVID-19 vaccine. My people, this is really hard. It's really hard to watch this lady. You can find it on YouTube. I will try to share the video in the link. But I am going to show you guys what I'm talking about when I speak of this young lady, this nurse. I'm going to turn my phone your way. So let me see. I want you guys to be able to hear what I hear, my people. I'm going to turn it up. Give it just a second, okay. Oh, sorry about that, you guys. Did it go off? Oh, my goodness. How do I do that? Okay, we'll just give it just a second. I pressed something, but there we go.
I am a registered nurse in Nashville, Tennessee, and my name is Kaliba Mitchell. I'm reaching out to everyone about the COVID-19 vaccination. I recently took the COVID-19 vaccination. After the shot, I felt fine, but within 3 days, I went to the doctor because I had problems with my face. The whole left side of my face, actually. I have Bell palsy now. And as you can see, I can't smile. As I'm trying to smile, I'm very embarrassed. I just want everyone to know that I think this vaccination is the worst thing ever. And I would not give this to anybody, even my worst enemy. Please, America, do not care about us. Do not take this vaccination.
Lord have mercy. Did you guys hear that? Guys, hear that. That brought, oh my gosh, so much emotion to me. Whew, get my head right. And we already paid for the commercials and then, you know, paid for the show. And it's like, man, I can't go to break right now. I have to really just like dig in deep and just go for it. I want you guys to know when I was researching that, to pull that up to show you guys that I ran across an article or a video where it's stating that this woman's story was fake news. Okay? But this COVID-19 vaccine and Bell palsy, you will see that they have a relationship. You know what I'm saying? You will see that this one of those side effects that could happen. Bell palsy. That's what I said. Bell palsy, you guys. And I know you don't want me to bring it up again, but I want you guys to really just get this woman's emotion. It was really, really a hard thing to watch. I'm going to play this video just one more time because you guys, I gotta find it. I'm so sorry, but give me a second to find the video. And as soon as I find it, I'm gonna play it for you guys one more time because I want you guys to hear this woman. This is a nurse in Tennessee said that she was given the vaccine. Yeah, that's what she said. She said she was given the vaccine, and she also stated that
COVID-19.
Prior to that, she was fine. She was fine. Here we go. Here's the video, you guys. I'm going to play it for you guys one more time. Let me make it big for you guys so you guys can see it.
Hi, I am a registered nurse in Nashville, Tennessee. My name is Kaliba Mitchell. I'm reaching out to everyone about the COVID-19 vaccination. I recently took the COVID-19 vaccination. After the shot, I felt fine, but within 3 days, I went to the doctor because I had problems with my face. The whole left side of my face, actually. I have male palsy now. And as you can see, I can't smile as I'm trying to smile. I'm sitting back and forth. I just want everyone to know that I think this vaccination is the worst thing ever. And I would not give this to anybody. I'm all worse in. Please, America, do not care about. Not take this vaccination.
Okay. Okay, my people. Hear that? Did y'all hear that? I said, if you guys have anything that you guys would like to say or you would like to join this conversation, we have approximately 12 minutes left. You can join us at area code 516-666-9511 and press 1 to join us live in the conversation. We are being hosted by Blog Talk Radio. You can stream us anytime you would like www.blogtalkradio.com/blacktopia live. And also I would like to say that we are being this show is being brought to you by Blacktopia Radio, and I would like to give much props to Blacktopia Radio for providing this platform to allow us to speak really about issues and things that we like with no judgment. Continuing on, we have this black nurse that stated that she took the vaccine and was diagnosed with Bell palsy. But as I was telling you guys, I was trying to pull up this actual video to show you guys, I kept running across videos of how this woman's story is fake news. And so now I'm finna start putting things together for you guys, like I told you guys I would do, because we are running out of time and I want to glue this all together. So first things first is you put these people on the front line to persuade me, to persuade and send subliminal messages to a certain group of people to persuade them into taking the vaccine. Wow, how dare you. Then I read an article, let me tell you, so the article is by a wonderful media outlet. It is a wonderful company. This company has been out for years and years and years. This is not a new company. This is not new media news. This is black news. And when I read the article, you know, I was just amazed how they would offer a monetary, I'm having technical difficulty, you guys. Me just a second. I'm having technical difficulty. Give me just a second so I can get this cleared up. I am so sorry about that. I think I got it back together. I'm so sorry about that, you guys. But I was explaining. So they want to offer monetary rewards to take this vaccine. They have African-American people on the front line letting us all know, hey, it's okay. Take this vaccine. Take this vaccine. Take this vaccine. And everyone is good. We don't hear no side effects. You don't hear that being publicized in the media. Then we see, I just showed you guys the video of a Tennessee nurse that took the vaccine and 3 days later was diagnosed with Bell palsy, which is the side effect to that vaccine, but we don't see that publicized? Make you wonder what's going on with that vaccine. I don't know. It's up for you guys to decide. But then, this is the thing. Now, I'm seeing where, and I'm hearing certain things like the airlines are stating that, hey, they're implementing a program to where if you do not have this vaccine, you can fly. Huh? Wait, what? Oh my God, you guys are dictating health now. And how I take care of myself to determine how I travel. Wait a minute. And a friend of mine called me this evening and let me know that, hey, his dentist office let him know they're implementing a program to where they are implementing a program to where you have to be tested to come by the dentist office. What am I leading to? What I'm actually leading to, you guys, is this. Think, educate. My husband always told me the question to your ear should be what and why. What and why? And with that question of what and why, those two questions, you then can open up the opportunity for research. You understand what I'm saying? What I'm saying is don't let this media hype you up. That's what I'm telling you. Don't let little trickery fool you into something, is what I'm telling you. What I'm telling you, especially those that believe in faith and those that know that Bible. And what I mean by that says, study and show thyself approval, letting you know, see, don't take nobody's word for it. Don't take my word for none of this that I'm telling you. Take it as value and listen to it and understand it. But all in all, do your research. I just want you to know that. Do your research. That's all I'm asking you guys is to do your research. So, as I was saying, it's really difficult.
Who's the head of this vaccine?
It's really difficult. I'm so sorry, you guys. I am trying
Let's connect the dots.
I'm trying to do something on my phone.
I want you to know that. Do your research.
I can't get it to go off. I really couldn't get it off. I do apologize. But I just want you guys to do your research. Like I said, understand what you guys are getting yourselves into. Don't take it for the hype that they are giving you. Make sure that you've done the research. What are the side effects? What are the long-term effects? You know, what is the research done? What type of data do you guys have? Am I going to be your tech monkey? You know, little things like that. You guys want to make sure that you guys really do that. Pay attention. Yeah, really pay attention to what's going on. Don't let no one. And when I say no one, don't let no one get in the way of your research. No one can never be you, and no one can never experience you like you can experience you. You know what's good for you. So I say once again, do your research. So many avenues that you can go through to gain the knowledge that you need to make the decision that you want. And the fact that we have a worldwide web filled with information and different books and different things that we can research, you are now with an excuse. Take this information for what it is. Take it for what it is, you guys. Your research before you decide that you're going to take this vaccine. Know what you're getting yourself into. Like me, I take the flu shot. I don't take the flu shot for certain reasons. You understand what I'm saying? So I did my research on the flu shot and I found that it's more beneficial for you to just stay away. And that's what I'm telling you guys. Do research on this vaccine. Don't just take it. Find out the benefits and the cons of this vaccine before you just allow social hype and media hype to hype you up into taking something that can be deadly at the end or severe and life-changing. Once again, my name is Cicely. I am getting ready to sign out. I really appreciate you guys being here with me and listening to me. Like I said, I am fresh up. I just jumped up, you guys. I literally just jumped up. Hair is a mess. I just literally jumped up and said, you know what? I need to give this information to the people. It's really bothering me. I've been sitting on this information for a while, and they really need to see what's out there. Like I said, you have the two African-American nurses, one that was administering the doctor that was administering and the nurse that was receiving. You have these two people on the front line receiving these vaccines. She, the African-American doctor that got the first vaccine, she has also gotten her second vaccine, and she seems to be doing fine. But then on the other hand, we have an African-American nurse that was administered the vaccine in Tennessee, and she's not doing fine. Do your research. Love you guys. I'm up out of here. Stay Black. Stay Black. That's all I have to say is stay Black, stay Black, stay Black. And I am gone. All right, you guys, I'm signing off. Thank you for joining us. Once again, we have been brought to you guys by Blog Talk Radio. www.blogtalkradio.com/blacktopia live. Thank you guys for joining us on another episode of A Woman's Perfect World. I know that this conversation has been good and in-depth, and I love you guys so much. Remember what I said, do your research, and you have now been entered into a woman's perfect world. Let's do this, Blacktopia, where everything is wonderful and everything is Black and amazing. I am getting ready to sign off, you wonderful people. I love you guys so much. I am gone. Deuces. Blacktopia.